Senator Humphrey on 90.
Hubert?
Yes, Mr. President.
I thought I ought to talk to you. Clint Anderson called me this morning, and he's awfully upset about that meat amendment that came out on Curtis yesterday. He said it ought to be Mansfield's. Now, Orwell and Rusk have got them to agree to limit their imports to less than the five-year average, and that's what they'll run this year, and we're getting by administrative agreement what we hope we wouldn't have to do by law, because we send out $24 billion and we take in only $18 billion, and if we go to passing laws saying we won't take in your stuff, they'll go to passing laws saying they won't take in our stuff. And we're routing these ships now. Instead of coming here, we're routing them to England and France, and then we're putting on a big export campaign ourselves. England's short of it, so we're going to be exporting it, and it's damn poor grace for us to say we won't take any, but we want you to take ours. And it's just going to have us in a hell of a shape, me vetoing the majority leader's resolution, or even Curtis's. Now, Carl Albert called me last night, said he's humiliated, said he's got more cattle than anybody.
Yes, sir.
But he just thinks it's outrageous, but he says he can't hold it. If the Senate passes it, it's coming right on to us. It looks like to me the Democratic Party is getting worse shape in Pennsylvania, by God, with Blatt and Musmano, just because we don't think. And I think some of them ought to consider that. Maybe you get Clint and y'all could talk and agree to hold up Curtis's for a while and find some way that maybe Albert can work it out.
I talked to Carl this morning, and we are thinking about that. There are a couple of other little tactics that we could use. One of them is that if this bill went up to the Senate and passed, then somebody can file a motion, immediately to ask that it be reconsidered. And, just file a motion of reconsideration. That is, if they don't go through the business of tabling and all, or to call the bill back. There are a lot of these little tricky ones that we can use. I'll talk to Clint today, but I told Carl this morning it'll pass this Senate like a dose of salts. If we get it up here.
Well, now what do I do? And it comes in here now. And it'll be overriding your veto if that's what it does. And I'll tell you, it's a very bad thing nationally and internationally to do. Don't you think so?
I think it is.
We talk about our great trade program, and we got Herder over there in Geneva, and we're trying to...
Yeah, you see, we passed this one Buy American business on the transit thing. We got this Kennedy round going over there, and it's all very bad. I agree with you. It puts us in a...
And you see what's happened since Mike got to demagoguing for these goddamn meat men. We've got meat up above what it was last year.
That's correct.
The report last night shows we paid $23.80, and it's $23 last year for 800-pound steers. So we're 80 cents a hundred more than they were getting this time last year.
Well, nothing's going to be done on this bill until after the conventions, anyway.
Well, you just delay it.
I'll delay the hell out of it around here.
Now, another thing, Bobby came in this morning and suggested we might not ought to sign that thing tonight. Maybe we ought to wait till next week. I'm afraid to wait till next week because he said, well, they might have some trouble Saturday. Negroes putting off firecrackers and everything. I talked to Roy Wilkins, some of them. They say we ought to sign it as soon as it gets available. It ought to be on July the 4th, but go on and sign it as soon as it gets available. Another thing, I don't want the Republicans to think that I wanted to wait till they got out of town and then put on a public relation trick with just me and you.
I agree. I think that would be very unfortunate. I think you ought to sign it either tonight or tomorrow.
Just as soon as it's available. Not show any doubt or hesitancy.
No hesitancy at all, and it might very well be. I spoke to Mike Manitos and Larry this morning about the fact that you have some people that ought to be invited into this ceremony. You may want to hold it up until tomorrow morning.
No, we want that night TV is what we want.
Night TV. Well, then, you could, whatever you think is best.
We're going to try to shoot 7 o'clock if the House gets this bill.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I think that you ought to get the most out of it.
When are you going to pass the pay bill?
We ought to pass it in the next 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in good shape. There's no problem here.
What else are you taking today?
I think the housing bill is being reported today.
Be sure now. You ought to feel Mike out. Tell him it's going to be bad, and the president and the majority leader go to vetoing each other's bills. Reverend one time wanted to vote for Taft-Hartley, but when Roosevelt told him he was going to veto it, well, he had to vote for it. I sure hate for us to get separated that way, but I don't believe an American president ought to be signing a bill that says to Australia and New Zealand that we ain't going to let you ship stuff to us.
Right.
Do you?
I do not. I'll delay this. I'll get on this with Clint. I'll talk to real.
Talk to Clint, and you ought to talk to Mike. Just let him see what this story is. Vietnam's bad enough for us to differ about. When we go to going back to Smoot Hawley, why, it's pretty bad for a Democrat.
Yeah. One other suggestion. Now, I've been pushing hard to get this poverty bill through next week. And I think we can make it. I think we are all right. We get the bill up. Dirksen and the boys are going to raise hell about having this bill up.
Why?
Well, because their boys are going to be out of town, see. A lot of their boys. Now, I just want to make sure that any note that comes over here is very firm about us pushing to get this bill up.
Yeah, well, I sure hope it is. I'd love for it, too. You all are going to be in session next week.
We're going to be in session.
I would tell them that anybody wants a pair on it, you give them a pair. Tell them you'll give them a pair yourself. You'll get him pairs for four or five people that are gone.
Yes, sir.
But he agreed for the Senate to be in session. He didn't agree that it'd be in session and not do anything.
Well, they kind of talked about, you know, some easy cats and dogs stages around here. But I just talked with Mike, and he wants to bring it up next week. But I was worried the pressure might get a little heavy here.
Well.
Now, the other thing is, we're going to report the foreign aid bill this afternoon. And it's in good shape.
Please don't let them cut. They cut $30 million off it. We beat Passmanow.
Yeah, well, we're in good shape here in the foreign aid bill. And the only question is, we could pass that damn bill next week, except our friend Wayne Morris is demanding that this go over until after the Republican convention.
Why?
Well, because he's got to make some speeches out around the country, and he wants to file a minority report. And then he says, you just told me over at the White House this morning, he says, we're just not going to pass that bill that I got next week. You just make your mind of that up. I have to tie the Senate up in the knots. Well, I don't know what the hell we... I feel that we ought not let one man just desert.
I wouldn't at all, but y'all are the boss. But I'd go. I made him go around on Tidelands two nights, and I whipped his tail. But I don't know what y'all do. You can't do it by quitting at 8 o'clock. I wouldn't let him do it at all.
We're going to have it out on the calendar, and it'll be reported tonight, and it'll be ready for action Monday. I just think we ought to go ahead.
I would, too. You getting any appropriation bills?
Yes, sir. We'll have several of them ready next week. We'll have, I guess about three of them. We'll be in hellish good shape next week. Right down the line.
Okay. Bye-bye.